各位牧长，各位主内弟兄姐妹平安。
The pastors and brothers and sisters, peace to you.
我知道已经十一点半了，大家可能开始有点肚子饿了。
I know it's already 11:30. Some of us are hungry already.
因为我一个二十分钟的信息，那加上翻译就变成是四十分钟。
The 20 minutes message with translation could be 40 minutes.
其实我今天回到大家当中，实在是为你们很感恩。
But today, to be able to be with all of you, indeed, we give thanks.
来我们看到许多那熟悉的面孔。
We see many familiar faces.
但我们也看到很多的新的面孔。
We also have seen many new faces.
我们也实在是很感谢某牧师是邀请我们回来。
We want to thank Reverend Mao for inviting us back here.
让我们也看到很多年轻人参与侍奉。也是我们很高兴看到的事情。
We're also very happy to see many young people involved in our ministry.
深信神会继续的祝福这个教会。
We believe God will continue to bless this church.
当我走进来的时候，我也很高兴，特别我要看到刚刚没有提到的是其实是我们沈波波的女儿跟女婿，我看到他们坐在那里。
And Reverend Lin came in and saw Ronald's sons and daughter and son with us today. Indeed, very honored to see them.
因为这个教会当年开始的时候是沈怀俊伯伯是尽了很多的力量。
Because in the beginning, Mr. Donald's son really spent a lot of time and energy and all his effort to build up his church.
就看到他的女儿女婿在这里一起庆祝。我实在心里感到很欣慰。
Indeed, we're excited to see his daughters and son-in-law to be with us today.
今天其实我不知道在座原来还有许多位的牧长。
And we also have many pastors among us today.
这些都是我的长辈。
And many of them actually are older than Reverend Lin.
然后也是我的前辈。
It is his elders.
其实如果我知道的话，你们都在这里，我就不会答应站在这里讲道。
If he had known, then he would not have said yes to give a message today.
但是我想今天我在准备的时候，我就想有什么话可以大家是从心底里讲。
And Reverend Lin was meditating about what kind of message he can give today.
因为我这些年间也我自小在教会长大。
And Reverend Lin grew up in the church.
然后我也是在教会中全时间侍奉也有相当的年日。
And he has spent full time serving the Lord for many years now.
所以我想越来越感觉到人生是要返璞归真。
And to think about in our life, we truly need to become a more simple life and come back to the truth.
然后我们也更需要是化繁为简
and to get rid of all the complicated things and make things more simple.
其实所以我今天是特别从三段的经文里面是跟大家分享两个思想。
So today, through three passages, I want to share two ideas with everyone.
我叫它做教会的要素。
To be the important elements of a church.
一个是和睦。
One is harmony.
一个是生养。
The other one is nurturing.
诗篇133篇是大卫王写的。
King David wrote Psalm 133.
是朝圣者在耶路撒冷圣殿里所唱的最后一首上行的诗歌。
It's for the pilgrim as they go up to Jerusalem on the last song of ascent.
然后是大卫王在希伯伦耐心的守候了七年。直到北方众支派是要支持他做王。
At that time, King David waited in Hebron for 7 years for the northern tribes to support him to be king.
作为一个有两名是孙子的外公，我常常很着重于是兄弟之间的合一。
As a grandfather of two young boys, Reverend Lin really focused a lot on the unity of the brothers.
大家允许我是跟大家分享一下大家以前看的我的大的外孙现在已经六岁了。
You share the older grandson is 6 years old now.
他们两个兄弟相爱。
two brothers, they love one another.
正如好像诗篇133篇所讲的是又美又善。
Just like what Psalm 133 says, it's beautiful and good.
我可以很容易体会到神对基督徒合一的心意。
You can truly understand how God look at Christians as a unity.
相信没有什么比我们他呢伤天父的心是当他看到弟兄姐妹是不能够和睦相处。
Did nothing hurt God more when he sees that brothers and sisters cannot get along.
甚至还能到敌视跟仇恨。
Or even of hostility and hatred toward one another.
正如约翰一书三章十四十五节说。
Just like 1 John chapter 3:14 says,
我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的然住在死中。凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的。你们晓得凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面。
First John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has entered life in him.
有一个犹太人的美丽的传说，说神为什么选择在是耶路撒冷盖他的圣殿。
There's a beautiful Jewish legend talking about why God had chosen Jerusalem to build his temple.
古时在以色列听说有两个兄弟一同耕一幅田。
In ancient Israel, there were two brothers who were farming the same plot of land.
一个是单身的，一个是已婚的。
One is single and the other one is married.
已婚的有很多孩子住在一边。
The one who is married have many kids and they live on one side.
然后每年收获之后，这个单身的担心他的兄弟没有足够的粮食养活他的家人。
So after harvest, the single brother worry about the other brother didn't have enough food for the family.
已婚的却担心他的兄弟在年老的时候没有足够的储蓄，因为他没有孩子来帮助他。
And the one who's married, worry about the single brother didn't have enough savings because he had no kids to support him in old age.
所以在晚上，每个人都将一些自己的收成偷偷的搬给对方。
So every night, both of them will actually take some of their own harvest and secretly give it to the other side.
经过许多天晚上不知情的交流，两个人终于在黑暗中碰头。
After many days, finally one night they bump into one another.
然后他们终于明白为什么他们粮仓里的东西从来没有减少。
They finally realize how come their food store never decreased.
他们就抱头痛哭。
And they hug one another and cry.
根据传统告诉我们说，就是在这个地方。
According to a tradition, this is exactly the plot of land.
就是耶布斯人阿劳拿的禾场上，上帝选择建造他的圣殿。
It's a farming land of the Jebusite on Arauna, where God has chosen to build his temple.
因为神的家只能建造在兄弟相爱当中。
God's house can only build in the love of brothers and sisters.
当然这里也包括姊妹们。
But include sisters.
诗篇133篇有一个关键词和两个比喻。
Psalm 133 have a very key words and also two metaphors.
来教导我们关注这主内的合一。
To teach us about the unity within Christ.
这个关键词就是弟兄。
The key words, brothers.
自从巴别塔事件以后，由于方言、文化、风俗和肤色的不同，我们往往忘记了我们共同的来源。
Since the Tower of Babel, because of different language, culture, and custom, and different skin color, we often forget that we have a common origin.
对于我们这些承认一主、一信、一喜、一位众人的父神的基督徒来讲，这是何等重要的事情。
This is a very important thing, especially for all of us who believe in one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all.
正如以弗所书四章五到六节提醒我们。
Ephesians chapter 4, 5 to 6 reminded us.
我们不要忘记我们都是天父的儿女。
We don't want to forget we are all children of God.
我们一起拥有共同的各个层面。
We have many, many common points.
是远多过我们相异的地方。
Much more than our differences.
使我们合一的
things that could bring us together
是远超过使我们分裂的
is much more than what could divide us.
我从小就对手表很着迷。
Reverend Lin was fascinated with watches ever since he was little.
我有一个好朋友，他在檀香山是开一个钟表店。
He's a friend who opened a watch and clock store in Honolulu.
他的儿子是在 Pasadena， 也是一个钟表匠。
And his son also is a watchmaker in Pasadena.
我们偶尔还能会，还能那个有时候谈谈话，还能一起去饮茶。
Reverend Lin often meet with him and have brunch together.
然后这个父亲有一次就向我透露心声。
And one day, this father says something to Reverend Lin.
为什么我的儿子对我的妻子说了一些什么话的时候，他一点不会觉得被冒犯
？How come when my son tells something to my wife would not get angry at all？
但是当我的媳妇对我的妻子说同样的话的时候，我的妻子就变得很生气。
But when my daughter-in-law said exactly the same thing to my wife, she gets very angry。
我还能说不好意思，我要告诉你。
Reverend Lin said, "Let me tell you the reason."
因为你的妻子把儿子当作是自己家人。
Because your wife look at the son as your own family.
但是在他的心目中，媳妇却是外人。
But in her heart, the daughter-in-law is still considered an outsider.
所以我们可以很容易原谅一个委屈。
It's easy for us to forgive some wrong.
当那个冒犯是来自自己的家人。
If the offender is your own family.
但是当冒犯是来自外人的时候。
But if the offense came from outside.
很多的时候我们就很难原谅。
Often we cannot forgive.
我们变成君子报仇十年未晚。
We'll remember and revenge many, many years later.
我们应当记得。
We need to remember.
通过接受基督。
That through Jesus Christ,
我们的天父已经赦免了我们每个人。
Our Heavenly Father has forgiven every single one of us.
并且把我们收养到他的家里。
Has adopted us into his family.
也就是教会神的家。
Into church, God's home.
在这里我们没有一个人是外人。
In here, there's no outsiders.
我们都是神家里面。
We're all family.
诗篇133篇用大祭司亚伦做一个比喻。
And Psalm 133 use High Priest Aaron as a metaphor.
提醒我们基督徒合一的重要。
Remind us the importance of unity for Christians.
大祭司亚伦是最接近神的人。
The High Priest Aaron is the one that's closest to God physically.
他是上帝的唯一的神人。
He is the only holy man. Can you go to the next slide?
Yeah. 他呢是他是唯一能够进入会幕内的至圣所。
He was the only one that was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies.
根据利未记八章十二节跟三十节。
According to Leviticus chapter 8, 12 and 30.
只有大祭司在案例的时候是有圣油倒在他的头上。
When the high priest was ordained, they pour oil on his head.
象征着他的生命充满了圣灵。
Representing that his life is filled with Holy Spirit.
这比喻提醒了我们。
This metaphor reminds us.
任何来服侍耶和华的。
Well, anyone who comes to serve God.
任何还能是男的神人或者女的神人。
The holy man or holy woman.
都必须是一个能够反映和谐出进神教会合一的人。
You have to be someone who is able to reflect the harmony of God and to build up God's church.
任何人如果来自是分化和敌对的。
If anyone here to cause division and opposition.
就是替天父的敌对者而工作。
You're working for our Heavenly Father's enemy.
只有一个和平的基督徒。
Only a peaceful, loving Christian.
此才能够到处散播基督知识的香气。
Can spread the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ.
正如哥林多后书二章十四节的。
As I mentioned in 2 Corinthians chapter 2:14. Next slide, please.
是让我们能够在各处都有因认识基督而有的香气。
That because of knowing Christ, we have this special fragrance.
诗篇一百三十三篇用了黑门山做第二个美丽的比喻。
Psalm 133 used Mount Hermon as a second beautiful metaphor.
表明谦卑是基督徒合一的关键。
Showing that humility is a key point for us to have unity.
黑门山是圣地上最高的山峰。
Mount Hermon is the highest mountain in the Holy Land.
它坐落在以色列最北的地方。
Situated in northern Israel.
啊，那这是最近的一张的照片。
And this is a recent picture.
啊，它终年是积雪的。
It has snowed all year round.
但是它的融雪却流入约旦河和加利利海。
And the snow melt will flow into a river Jordan and also Sea of Galilee.
它的水滋润了锡安山。
The water was nurtured among Zion.
锡安山是圣殿所在的山，它也是在南部海拔较低的地方。
Mount Zion is in the south, and the lower elevation area is also where the holy temple was built.
象征性的
representatively,
即使是最俊俏的山，也要将资源提供给神的山。
Even the highest, the most severe mountain, also will give the resource to provide for God's mountain.
请大家听我读出以下的几这样的经文。
Let's listen to Reverend.
正如罗马书十二章十六节说的，要彼此同心。不要自欺高大，倒要俯就卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
Let's look at Romans 12:16. One sec. Romans 12:16 says, Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be considered. Live in harmony with one another.
也正如加拉太书六章二节所教导的，你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
In Galatians chapter 6 verse 2, carry each other's burden, and this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
在路加福音22章26到27节，主耶稣说他替我们立了一个榜样。
And in Gospel of Luke chapter 22:26-27, Jesus has set example for us.
你们里头为大的，都要像年幼的。为首的都要像服侍人的。然而主说，我在你们中间如同服侍人。
The greatest among you shall be like the youngest, and the one who rule like the one who serve. For it is who is greater, the one who is at a table. And Jesus set example, saying, I am among you the one who serve.
爱尔兰是分为基督教的新教跟罗马天主教。
Ireland is divided between the Protestants and the Catholics.
他们已经敌对了400年。
They've been fighting over 400 years.
为了划清立场，并且脱离主要是新教的大不列颠。
In order to separate from the Great Britain.
爱尔兰有一些的天主教徒成立了共和军 IRA.
Some of the Catholics in Ireland formed the Ireland Republic Army.
甚至轰炸杀害无辜的人和英国的皇室。
Has bombed many innocent people and also even killed some of the royal families in England.
正如他们谋杀了第二次世界大战的英雄蒙巴顿将军，他是英女王伊丽莎白二世的堂兄。
For example, they killed a very famous World War II general Mountbatten, who is actually the cousins of Queen Elizabeth II.
然而在最近一次访问爱尔兰的时候
However, very recently, when the Queen visited Ireland,
那女皇选择与曾经是爱尔兰共和军的指挥官马丁 McGuinness 握手。
The Queen shake hands with one of the commanders of IRA, McGuinness.
那作为英国国教的首脑
As the head of the Anglican Church,
女王在她一生中第一次踏足进一个天主的教的教会。
The Queen, for the very first time, entered a Catholic church.
And 发表了一个合一的宣言。
And declare a unity, a message of unity.
在电视新闻的节录中显示这段十分感人的见证。
In TV, to record this very, very moving scene.
他们说如何花了四百年的时间，是从街道的一端。横跨到街道的另一面。
How they have spent 400 years for them to be able to walk from one side of the road to the other side.
请大家看一看这个两分钟的短片。
The Queen is making an historic visit to Northern Ireland as part of her Diamond Jubilee tour.
Yeah, she's attended both Protestant and Catholic churches near the scene of an IRA attack 25 years ago. Tim Hewitt reports.
The people of Enniskillen turned out to welcome the Queen to a town that has had more than its fair share of heartache. But this visit is all about reconciliation, about looking to the future, not the past, and she could hardly have chosen a better place to start. In the Anglican Cathedral, the Catholic Primate of all Ireland offered a prayer,
Together, may we build a home that welcomes all.
And the Protestant Archbishop of Armagh said the Queen's visit to Dublin last year had announced a new day.
It was an occasion of profound significance and deep emotion.
This was Enniskillen on Remembrance Day 1987, 11 people killed by an IRA bomb. Today, in private, the Queen met survivors and relatives of those who died.
The Queen coming here is fantastic for the people of Enniskillen. Both communities should bring them even closer again.
And then, on this her 20th visit to Northern Ireland, she went to a Catholic church for the first time.
The walk from the Protestant Cathedral to St. Michael's Catholic Church is just a few yards, but the symbolism of this short journey is enormous.
They welcomed her with applause and a choir.
Shows the communities in Enniskillen have come so far since the Enniskillen bomb.
And it's really great to see, and an event like this really shows that, you know, it can bring people together.
This is a community that has itself healed so many of its old wounds. On the streets today, the past seemed just a little further away.
It's a very short video. And to see the importance of harmony. To get rid of the hurt in the past.
And
together we can go hand in hand to move forward to the future. Cross is recognized as a symbol of Christian.
正如我们教会建筑上的高高的举起的十字架
It's like our church, we have a cross on top.
提醒大家神那种牺牲的大爱
Remind everyone about God's sacrificial love.
然而在教会历史中最初的几个世纪里面
But in church history in the first few hundred years
十字架并不是基督教所选择的象征
The cross was not a symbol chosen by Christians.
耶稣基督自己为他的门徒选择了一个不同
Jesus himself have chosen another symbol for a very challenging symbol for Christians.
请打出下一段的经文, 约翰福音13章34-35。
Take a look at John 13:34-35.
主说我赐给你们一条新命令, 那是要你们彼此相爱。 我怎样爱你们, 你们也要怎样相爱。
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
我们的主希望我们之间能够有美好的关系。
Lord want the brother and sister to have good relationship among us.
这就是让人认识到他的福音是又真又实的最有力的见证。
This is most powerful testimony for people to see the gospel indeed is true.
最后讲到40周年。
Lastly, we talk about 40 years.
我们应该有何等的期许?
What kind of expectation do we have?
我深信你们的某牧师会有强劲的远景和计划。
I believe that Reverend Ma will have very detailed vision and plan.
我今天只是记得诗篇127篇来彼此鼓励。
But today I want to encourage you with Psalm 127.
许多年来我每当读到诗篇127篇, 我就感到奇怪。
Many years when Reverend Lin read Psalm 127, he felt very odd.
他前面说, 若不是耶和华建造城池, 然后建造的人就枉然劳力。
And the first verse says, unless the labor build the house, its building labor is vain.
我就奇怪, 但是后面为什么又讲到说儿女有什么关系呢?
But later on, talk about God's children. What is the relationship there?
但是当我从教会的属灵建造观点来看, 这意义就超然若切的明朗。
But if you look at it from the perspective of spiritual building for a church, then you can truly understand.
有效的建造需要属灵上的生产。
The effective building need a very spiritual production.
这可以从两方面去了解。
You can understand this by two areas.
教会需要生养众多。
Church need to have nurture.
彼得前书2章2节, 将初信的基督徒比一位出生的婴孩。
First Peter chapter 2:2 talk about the new Christians as a newborn baby.
要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，才能渐渐的生长。
You want to create a pure spiritual milk to grow.
教会也需要继续的不断传扬福音。
And the church need to continue to preach the gospel message.
正如刚刚陈继明和的牧师和的提醒我们，我们这个教会开始的时候就很着重于宣教，很着重于传福音。
So Dr. Tan reminded us is for this church, we focus very much on evangelism and mission in the beginning.
我们需要领人归主。
We need to lead people to the Lord.
才能够有将来的盼望。
And we have hope for the future.
很多的时候我们做了基督徒几年之后，我们的非信徒的朋友都没有了。
Many Christians, after being a Christian for a long time, you don't have any more non-believer friends anymore.
And then 那个做牧师做师母更是如此。
And especially for pastor and pastor wife also.
因为跟他们相处的都是弟兄姐妹。
Because you only spend your time with brothers and sisters.
所以就需要我们各位一起去努力。
We need everyone to work together.
And 需要你才能是去接触那些还没有信主的客户。
To reach out to a non-believer customer,
你还没有信主的同学
a non-believer classmates,
你还没有信主的同事
non-believer co-workers,
还能把他们带到神的家里
and bring them into God's house.
我们不能够在这等，哦，说我们请了牧师师母了，好了，他们负责一切。
We can't just say, oh, we have hired a pastor, they can take up everything.
而是说我们每个人都要尽我们基督徒传福音的努力。
Every one of us need to do our part and do our responsibility as Christians.
教会也需要不断地传扬福音。
And the church needs to continue to preach the gospel message.
而且我们要记得带领初信是不容易的。
And we know that it's not easy to bring new believers.
因为正如出生的婴孩是需要更多的关怀照顾。
Just like a newborn baby need lots of care and lots of love.
而且我们都知道出生的婴孩会有许多的不便。And
I know it's very inconvenient to take care of a newborn baby.
他有许多的他呢都还不习惯。
And a lot of things the baby is not used to.
新生的婴孩半夜会哭。
A newborn baby will cry in the middle of the night.
他需要他呢有尿布。
He needs people to change diapers.
我们如果是有灵性的朋友来，可能我们还要替他把他的香烟的烟头都要帮他收起来。
When non-believer friends come to church, sometimes we have to hide their cigarette butts for them.
我们在夏威夷的真实的经验。
This is a true experience in when they were in Hawaii.
开完一场布道会，在走廊上面，我们还要帮忙去扫烟头、烟蒂。
After an evangelical meeting, they had to clean up a lot of the cigarette butts in the hallway.
但是我们感谢主，因为有一些不信的人来了。
But we praise God that lots of non-believer who came.
我不是说他的那个信徒，只是那个不就抽烟的就是不信的，但是说的的确确还能在现代来讲有这种的信心。
I'm not saying all smokers are non-believers, but it's equivalent these days.
所以我们需要愿意付出这份代价。
We're willing to pay that price.
不然呢我们就会日渐凋零。
Otherwise, the church will gradually.
就好像一个老人到后来真的是孤独冷清。
Like an old person gradually become very alone.
教会需要重点的栽培儿童、青少年、青壮年。
And church need to cultivate children, youth, and young adult ministry.
有好的儿童和青少年事工，我们就能够吸引年轻的家庭。
With good children and youth ministry, we can attract young families to come.
我们要使得年轻的家庭来到，觉得是他们受到欢迎、受到重视。
So the young family, they will feel that they are being careful.
并且要刻意栽培他们成为教会的接班人。
We need to intentionally to cultivate them and become the next successor.
否则有一天当我们觉得做得手软了，需要帮手的时候。
Otherwise, one day when we're tired and we need helpers.
我们会惊然发觉那人不在灯火阑珊处。
And we look back and there was no one there to pick up the pieces for you.
那是北美华人教会的挑战。
This is a challenge for North American Chinese churches.
是缺乏下一代的接班人。
That we don't have someone to take over next generation.
有一些教会以前害怕下一代来插手。
Some churches are afraid of young people to interfere with the church ministry.
现在是找不到下一代来接受。
But now we can't even find the next generation to take over.
有些有名的上一辈的属灵领袖。
a lot of famous spiritual leaders in the past.
有名的事工,
very famous ministry.
都有沉船的问题。
Now there's difficulty with succession.
我们开拓一些事工的时候都会找到志同道合的朋友。
When we start ministry, usually we find a brother and sister, they have the same idea and same vision.
但是他们也往往是跟我们年龄相仿的人。
But often they're the one that about the same age as you are.
有一天当我们感觉到人老珠黄壮士白头的时候。
But one day when we're all getting old,
那大家都会觉得有心无力。
When we don't have that strength anymore,
我最近这几年来所侍奉着重的
In the last few years, Reverend Lin has been focusing on these different ministries.
除了教导圣经带动组长的栽培就是替教会推动沉船的安排
Besides teaching the Bible and to lead a small group leaders also prepare for the church succession.
我致力推动儿童跟青少年事工
He dedicated in pushing for children and also young adult ministry
吸引年轻的家庭
To attract young families here
我在国语事工和英语事工都设立大专跟青壮年的传道人
And in both Chinese and also English ministry Reverend Lin has set up a college and also young adult pastors
并且发展这年龄层的团契
To develop fellowship in this age group
我将年轻的传道人都按例 licensed
And ordain these young pastors and license them
也计划在今年内将英语部的牧师提升为副牧师
And this year we'd like to elevate an English pastor as an associate pastor
在我现在侍奉的教会我是年长同工中最年轻的
Currently Reverend Lin is actually the youngest among his co-workers
Not really the youngest among the oldest co-workers
The youngest among the old co-workers, yes
我公然的宣告
I want to declare publicly
我的工作目标是将自己做到没有工作
The goal of my ministry to do until I work myself out of a job
希望有一天当我退休的时候
One day when I retired
那个教会的年轻同工都能够顺利接班
Some of the young co-workers can take over
这是部分的同工打个照片给大家看一看
I show some pictures of some of the young co-workers in the church
可能讲到这里我们当中有人感到有压力
When we talk about this, some of us may feel a lot of pressure
但是诗篇127篇二节说
But Psalm 127 verse 2 says
你们清早起来夜晚安歇吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然唯有耶和华所亲爱的，必叫他安然睡觉。
In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat.
其实这个意思
sleep for those who love.
不是说六十岁以后你可以和那个吃完中饭睡个午觉。
It's not that after 60 then you can take a nap after lunch.
虽然六十岁之后我发现的确是好像有这个需要。
Even though I realize it's true that you do need a nap after 60.
其实这个意思就是说。日出日落在每天生活中做的事不需要刻意经营但是应当是成为我们生活的一部分
It said sunrise and sunset every day you're doing all these things not something that you need to especially labor for but it's actually a cycle that you go through
是传扬福音栽培下一代应当是成为我们生活中很自然的一部分
And to preach a gospel message to cultivate the next generation should be something that come very naturally.
正如马可福音四章二十六、二十七节说
Just like Gospel of Mark.
And 神的果如同人白种撒在地上，黑夜睡觉，白日起来，这种就发芽见长，那人却不晓得如何这样。
One sec, Mark chapter 4. 抱歉。Mark chapter 4, 26 and 27 says, He also said, This is what the kingdom of God is like, a man scatters seeds on the ground. The night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself.
只要做对了。
As long as you do the right thing,
那是生生不息事工的自然发展。
You will continue to grow and the ministry will develop naturally.
论语有一句话说
The classical Chinese literature analect says,
四十而不惑。
When you hit 40, you will not confuse.
也就是明白自己生命的使命。
that you will understand your own mission in your life.
不再会迷惑走错路。
You will not be confused and go down the wrong way.
作为一间有历史和使命感的教会。
To be a church with this history and also a mission.
我们需要重视每个人在这属灵家庭中的使命。
We need to focus on every single one of the spiritual family, the mission.
我每年圣诞节，我跟师母都很怀念。你们的诗班和你们的 cantata.
Every Christmas time, Reverend Lin and Mrs. Lin also thought about, remember the Christmas concert here.
也每次想到玉轩他的指挥的时候那种的努力。
And remember Kathy how diligently she was conducting the choir.
那种的认真。
And truly pay a lot of attention to it.
那种的投入。
And to truly completely put herself into it.
看到弟兄姐妹大家为一个事情一同的来努力的时候是何等的美好。
It's beautiful to see how brother and sister all work together for this one ministry.
所以让我们不要再为小事对立或者分心。
So we should not have any division or be distracted by small things.
要齐心。
We need to be united.
要专注。
To focus.
在主的托付上努力。
To work hard for what God has given to us.
虽然新教教徒可能对 Mother Teresa 有不同的看法。
Even though many Protestants have different views of Mother Teresa.
但她在印度的穷人和贱民中的工作是众所周知的。
But her ministry among the poor and the untouchables in India is well known.
大家都觉得她有基督一样的慈悲的表现。
People think that she demonstrated the mercy of Christ.
然而她一生也常常被误解、诽谤和攻击。
But often she was misunderstood and also defamed, actually.
她怎么坚持下去？
How did she continue to work?
这是他自己在卧室的墙上贴的一句话。
She had this written on her wall.
这是一首英文诗，是一个夏威夷的一个教育家写的。
This is an educator from Hawaii wrote a British poem.
这个叫做 Anyway.
It's called Anyway.
但是反正德兰修女把它改了。
But Mother Teresa changed it a little bit.
我相信可以作为我们每个人侍奉神的
It could be an encouragement for all of us who serve.
我先可能把它用中文读出来。
We'll read it once in Chinese first.
然后可能再请 James 一会用英文全首的读。
Then we'll read it all together in English.
人往往可能无情无理，自我中心，但无论如何，请宽恕他们。如果你良善，人会指责你自私，别有居心。但无论如何，请宽厚待人。如果你成功了，你会赢得一些假朋友和真敌人。但无论如何，勿要成功。如果你坦诚反的叔侄，人会欺骗你。但无论如何，要诚实坦率。你花了许多年的建造，别人会一夜之间来到摧毁，但无论如何，请静心建造。你找到宁静和幸福，人会嫉妒，但无论如何，要喜乐。今日你做得多好，明天人家会忘记，但无论如何，请仍然做到最好。你给世界最好的，但可能人家都会觉得不够，但无论如何，请你把最好的给出来。你看，归根结底，这是你与上帝之间的事。无论如何，不在乎你与他人之间。
People are often unreasonable, irrational, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish.Ulterior motives, be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some unfaithful friends and some genuine enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and sincere, people may deceive you, but be honest and sincere anyway. What you spend years creating, others could destroy overnight, but create anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, some may be jealous, be happy anyway.The good you do today will often be forgotten, but do good anyway. Give the best you have, and it will never be enough. Give your best anyway. In the final analysis, It's between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. We're not here to compare. We don't want to look at other people, what they do. We don't want to be discouraged by other people's criticism or their laziness. Let's all remember. Just like Hebrew says,
仰望那为我们信心创始成终的基督。
Look upon the Lord who will complete our faith.
让我们努力地向前一同地迈进。
Let's all move forward together with one heart.
为神而做。
To do it for God.
以直到有一天当我们听到主自己的称许。
Until one day we hear God's praise ourselves.
愿主特别地祝福。 可能是CCCSB。
May God specially bless CCCSB, this church. Under Reverend Ma's leadership and all the co-workers. Continue to walk forward into a more beautiful vision. Another 40 years. May God bless you all.